Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International, in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
We're going to listen to some voices now, speaking of the extraordinary difficulty for some people to make it in America, a problem that's very familiar. But there's only one of these voices, I'm guessing, that you're going to recognize.
I could have possibly been a high school dropout. By sophomore year, I wasn't doing so well.
I didn't have a dad in the house. And I was angry about it, even though I didn't necessarily realize it at the time. I made bad choices.
My mom thought I'd be another young black male on the street.
I got high without always thinking about the harm that it could do. I didn't always take school as seriously as I should have.
I would wake up, shower, get dressed, and then go back to sleep.
The fact that too many of them are falling by the wayside, dropping out, unemployed, involved in negative behavior, going to jail, being profiled, this is a moral issue for our country.
From President Barack Obama speaking yesterday about himself to radio rookie reporter Michael Brown, you heard there on WNYC in New York, speaking of his challenges growing up in Harlem. Two African-American men in America. One became president. Young Michael Brown got through school eventually, ended up winning an award, and seems to be on his way to making some contribution. The president raised this issue yesterday by announcing a program aimed at cultivating the kind of mentoring that he believes helped him and will help other African-American males and young men of color to break a cycle of underachievement or worse. The program would mobilize $350 million, mostly from private charities, over the next 5 years to find and replicate best practices for improving the odds of success for young men of color. Join us now to talk about this is Lester Spence, professor of political science and Africana studies at Johns Hopkins University. He's the author of Stare in the Darkness, The Limits of Hip Hop and Black Politics. Lester, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What was your reaction to this, brothers taking care of each other kind of program that sounds very, very feel good, but certainly has a lot of passion behind it from President Barack Obama?
I was passionately upset. I was passionately upset. And I have to say at the outset, I have friends who actually attended that event. One of my good friends, Tanya Allen, she's the CEO of the Skillman Foundation in Detroit. And there are a number of foundations like Skillman who are doing incredible work to help improve the odds and the life chances of young black boys and young black girls. But the problem is that the president here is he's acting more like a parent or an uncle than he's acting like the president, right? I mean, he's treating these kids as if their primary problem is kind of a cultural issue that perhaps private philanthropy can help deal with, rather than a structural issue that actually requires government intervention.
All right. Well, there's two things there. Let's take them one at a time. First of all, yeah. The question of mentoring. Now, our young man, Michael Brown, who you just heard in the introduction there, talked in his story for Radio Rookies about how important a particular teacher was, Mr. Pata, who was part of the Urban Assembly Academy for History and Citizenship High School for Men that he went to. Listen to this.
I don't even know how he got me to think about my future. He just talked about how a lot of things in life couldn't be achieved without an education. And I would make life harder for myself if I didn't graduate and continue through college.
Now, is it wrong for Michael, for us, and for the president to focus on this mentoring as an effective agent of change?
Well, here's the thing. Let's say we were, instead of talking about young black men, we were talking about NASA, right? And what we wanted to do was kind of, we wanted to create a new initiative to help put men on Mars. We wouldn't suggest having bake sales to raise money for NASA. right? I mean, if somebody actually articulated that, if a president articulated that as a policy, we would think that he was on something. Mentorship is fine, right? Most of the people in my life are mentors in one way or another, and I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't have mentors, you know, my dad and other folk.
Sure.
But what we're talking about is, what is the role of government? He's the president of the United States. He's not, I mean, he's Sasha Malia's dad, but he's not these kids' parent.
All right. So finally, yeah. I mean, that raises this second point. I mean, maybe he's just frustrated that he doesn't have the power to make those structural changes with the Congress as it is right now. So he's going to do what he can do. And this is it.
Well, I'm a political scientist, right? So I know that the president's constrained. I get that. But the thing is as soon as he comes out the gate saying what we're talking about is not another big government program, as soon as he comes out the gate saying that, right, he makes it difficult for people to actually fight for more progressive resources from the government. People now, because he said this is not a big government program, people interested in getting the government to spend more money now have to go up against the president, right? So it's like he takes with one hand, he gives with one hand, and then takes away on the other. It's a beautiful thing to see the president standing with young Black boys. I'm a father of three powerful Black boys, and that image is a powerful one. But that is not a substitute for governance. It's not, and we shouldn't accept that.
Lester Spence, professor of political science and Africana studies at Johns Hopkins University, reacting to the president's initiative yesterday. He's the author of Stare in the Darkness, The Limits of Hip Hop and Black Politics. Lester, thanks.
Oh, thank you.